are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, which originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Avner Craig speaking. We're certainly thankful that you are tuned our way. Trust that you'll stay with us, for we're trusting the Lord to take our broadcast and make it a blessing to each one in our congregation today. Father, we are truly thankful for the privilege we have today of being a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you for the privilege of sharing His gospel, His message, with this precious people today. Wherever our broadcast service is reaching, we pray the Holy Spirit will accompany it and will make it a blessing to each and to every one. We pray that the Holy Spirit will be able to work in hearts and in lives according to the need that you see each and every one has. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Our subject for today's broadcast, Christ the Savior. In the world today, the idea is being advanced that there is more than one way to have eternal life. There's more than one way to go to heaven. There's pressure being brought upon the Christians to believe that there are various religions by which people can follow and have an eternal life. But I would like to bring you some scriptures today from the Word of God. Now, of course, if you do not believe that the Bible is true, that you do not believe the Bible is the Word of God, then what I have to say will be of little effect to you. But I want my congregation to know that I believe the Bible to be the Word of God. I believe that all Scripture was given by inspiration by God. I do not believe that God ever inspired a lie. God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. And so I believe the Word of God. I am endeavoring to preach the Word of God. I am endeavoring to live the Word of God. So let us look at Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7 to start with. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. And of course, Isaiah was speaking about the Son of God, the Savior of the world. Turning to Isaiah chapter 53, reading from verse 1. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich. And in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit found in his mouth. Now here Isaiah is not only speaking of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, but he's also informing us of his death. Yes, Jesus Christ came into this world, a babe born in a stable, laid in a manger. He grew to manhood. He went about teaching the truths of the Word of God, and he was hated, he was despised, he was rejected, and he was crucified, contrary to what some people seem to believe. Now, we look in the book of Acts, chapter 4. After John and Peter had gone up to the gate or to the temple to pray, there this man, impotent in feet, was laying at the gate beautiful. And Peter said, look on us. And he said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I unto thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And Peter reached down, took him by the hand, and lifted him up, and he was immediately made whole. This did not please the religious leaders there in Jerusalem, and they took them in custody overnight. But they really had nothing against them, but they threatened them and told them that they were not to speak in the name of Jesus Christ anymore. But Peter told them to judge whether it was better to obey man or to obey God. And Peter went on to say, and we want to read now from chapter 4 and verse 8. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, Ye rulers of the people, and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now notice verse 8 said, Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, with the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit of God is the Spirit of truth. Jesus said, whenever he, speaking of the Holy Spirit, whenever he has come, he will lead you and guide you into all truth. So Peter, speaking under the anointing and power of the Spirit of God, declared, Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. And he, of course, was talking about Jesus Christ. Be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. So there is no question that Peter was talking about Jesus Christ, and he declared that Jesus Christ was the only Savior this world has. The Apostle Paul, in his first letter to Timothy, said, chapter 2, verses 5 and 6, For there is one God, and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time. So Paul declared, there is one God, and there's one mediator, there's only one go-between man and God, and that one is Jesus Christ, who gave himself for a ransom for all, to be testified in due time. One God, one mediator, one Savior. And the Apostle John says in 1 John 2 and 24, Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. So you cannot have God the Father without God the Son. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. That's 2 John and verse 9. And let me read it again. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. We also read in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 12, He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. So spiritual life, eternal life, is found only in Jesus Christ. And Christianity, and I don't like the word religion, but I'll use it here. Christianity is the only religion in the world that has a Savior. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 12. Jesus Christ, in that beautiful prayer that he prayed, as recorded in John 17, said in verse 3, This is life eternal, that they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent. So the only way to have eternal life, the only way to go to heaven, is by knowing God and His Son, Jesus Christ. This is life eternal, that they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent. Now I'd like for you to look with me in St. John chapter 14 and verse 6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. First of all, Jesus said, I am the way. What is he talking about? The way to where? The way to what? I am the way to eternal life. I am the way to salvation. I am the way to God. Jesus said, no one can come unto the Father but by me. And I'll have more to say about that in a moment. But notice again, I am the way, the truth. Jesus Christ is full of grace and truth. So the Apostle John tells us, and he said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the 14th verse of chapter 1, John said that Jesus Christ came in the flesh. He was manifest in the flesh, the Son of God, the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And so again I emphasize, there is no spiritual life outside of Jesus Christ. There's no religion in this world that can produce or offer you eternal life but true Christianity. And when I speak of Christianity, I'm not talking about the nominal religious world where people can live any old sinful way they want to and profess to be a Christian. I'm talking about Christianity in reality. To be a Christian, to really be a Christian, is to live as Christ would have you to live. You cannot live the Christian life without Christ. First of all, you must receive Christ as your Savior and as your Lord. And then you have an experience that will enable you to live the Christian life. So to be a Christian is to live Christ-like. We're told that we are to walk even as He walked. A disciple of Christ is not merely a learner. Yes, I know the word disciple means a learner, and you have a teacher. But when it comes to a disciple of Christ, you're not talking about just a mere learner. You're talking about one who does what the teacher teaches. Yes, you do. As James says, be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only. If you're only a hearer and not a doer, he said you deceive yourself. So Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now notice again, the last part of the verse, I referred to it a moment ago, but I want to enlarge on this. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Regardless of how large the religion may be, whenever you deny Jesus Christ, whenever you deny Him as the Son of God, whenever you deny His death and you deny His resurrection, you do not have an experience of salvation. You do not have a Savior. You do not have eternal life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Eternal life, in fact, salvation itself, deliverance from sin, is found only in Jesus Christ. There is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. So you do not even have salvation until you receive Christ. And the only way that you can come to the Father is by and through the Lord Jesus Christ. This is what the Word of God teaches, and this I sincerely believe because I believe the Bible to be true. This message is not intended to offend anyone. It is not intended to cast a reflection on anyone, but it is a sincere desire to bring to you the truth of the Word of God, and I would exhort you to not be deceived, not be swayed by the thoughts that are being advanced today in the religious world, even pressure being brought upon Christians to accept other religions as a way to God, as a way to eternal life. Beloved, I say again, there is no spiritual life outside of Christ. To have Christ is to have life. To be without Christ is to be abiding in death. The only way that you can have spiritual life, the only way that you can have eternal life, and the only way that you can go to heaven is by and through Jesus Christ, who gave Himself to redeem us from all iniquity and to purify unto Himself a separate people zealous of good works. Yes, Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone was able to give Himself, to shed His blood, to make it possible for us to be delivered from sin, to live a holy life, and to have eternal life. Do you have Christ today? If not, let me encourage you to seek Him with all of your heart. Heavenly Father, we thank You for the privilege of sharing these scriptures and truths with this precious congregation today, and we're trusting that the Holy Spirit will bear witness to the truth that has gone forth, and it will be a blessing to souls. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. If our broadcast is a blessing to you, why not write and let us know? Our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. Our fax number is 301-739-7173, 301-739-7173. Our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And we invite you to be with us in our Sunday services. Our morning service begins 20 minutes before 11. Our evening service begins at 6. And, of course, that's Eastern time. And you may join us as our services are broadcast live over the Internet. Now we thank you for listening to today's broadcast. And this is Avenue Craig inviting you to tune in next week when again, the Lord willing, will come your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.
Do you know Jesus, our Lord and Savior? Jesus, the Son of God, have you Son of God. Son.